The Russian investigative journalist whose arrest sparked outrage in Moscow this week is now free. Russian authorities today dropped drug dealing charges against Ivan Golunov. Yesterday, his editor told us Golunov had been framed.
We are 100% sure that it was absolutely made-up case.
Today's reversal by the Russian government was completely unexpected, according to the BBC's Olga Ivshina.
I still can't believe it's happened, because in Russia, 25% of people who are currently in prison are there because of charges connected to drug cases. And once you got into that sort of story, usually there is no way out. But today, you know, it's something really unprecedented happened and charges were dropped. But usually that's not the case. So today is a big victory for human rights activists, for the civil society of Russia.
So now the police who arrested him will be investigated. Does that mean on some level Russian authorities are admitting the entire case against him was fabricated?
Well, it seems that at least they are admitting that there are some serious troubles, because not only the guys who arrested him will be investigated, the head of the Russian Interior Ministry sacked two high-ranked Russian general, Moscow generals, who have a relation to the case, and this is already something. And of course, you know, specialists, journalists, activists now say that it should be just the beginning, because they demand for the system to be reformed, they demand, you know, for this case to be investigated, because everyone in Russia knows that there are many, many, many similar cases, and their outcome was completely different.
Now, whenever anything big happens in Russia, everyone here in the West thinks, oh, Putin decided it. So how far up do you think the decision went to drop this case?
Well, there are a lot of speculations now, but, you know, since the Minister of Internal Affairs was announcing that the charges were dropped, it means that the decision weighed quite high up. And yesterday, Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, commented on the case, and he said that the Russian president is aware and he's being constantly informed, and General Prosecutor of Russia is also constantly informed. So it means that we can't say that they were involved in making the decisions, but definitely they were at least aware of all the negotiations and all the decision-making process which was going on.
And similarly, what about the original decision to arrest him? How far up do you think that goes?
It's hard to say, but Ivan himself said that, you know, he thinks that the fact that it happened has correlation to one of his investigations. He released a really important investigation about funeral business in Moscow, and he managed to prove that some really high-ranking Moscow officials and some security officers have relation to this business and are probably involved into these huge sums of money floating around. And he was preparing the second part of this investigation, and he said he was receiving a number of threats. At least he thinks, and many of his friends and colleagues think, that people who have a relation to funeral business in Moscow were involved in and were interested in shutting Ivan up. And that might have been the beginning of this chain, which led up to his detention.
How different was the public reaction to Ivan's case compared to other similar instances?
Well, this time the support was really massive. But one of the reasons was that, you know, Ivan is a very modest guy. Secondly, many other journalists in Moscow knew him. So this provided the massive news coverage which was needed. But, you know, this all wouldn't be possible without huge, huge mass support, because there were rallies in his support, individual protests all over Russia, which means that many, many people who have no relation to journalism just felt insecure. They felt that this story might become their story if they keep silent. And fortunately, this time, the outcome is really positive.
The BBC's Olga Ivshina with the news that journalist Ivan Golunov is free in Russia today. Thanks so much, Olga.
My pleasure.